Since humans could run, we've been trying to run faster than the other humans. When we domesticated horses, we gave them funny names and raced them. When we invented the car, we invented the NASCAR. And when Mario and his buddies all put aside their differences to do some good old-fashioned racing, we spent over 25 years trying to find the quickest way across the finish line. My name is O, and today we're breaking Mario Kart 64.
Break your game.
A podcast for speedrunners who dare to ask, why not?
Okay, I know what you're thinking. Hey, oh, everyone and their dad has tried to speedrun Mario Kart. This isn't what your show is about. First of all, midterms are stressful. Second of all, Mario Kart is fun, and I'm going to talk about it. Or rather, Brody is going to talk about it. Mario Kart 64 has its own site to host speedruns, and it's got this really great early 2000s aesthetic, but the newest news post is from March 6th, so it's definitely pretty active. The game was released in 1996, and of course, people have been trying to break it since then, but the community saw a major resurgence in October of 2020, when a bunch of new shortcuts were discovered. Brody was basically a walking encyclopedia of Mario Kart 64 speedrunning facts, and walked me through a bunch of these shortcuts that make Mario Kart less of a racing game and more of a physics experiment. So consider this episode me pulling out the Rolly TV, turning off the lights, and putting on an episode of Bill Nye. Enjoy. So what was your introduction to speedrunning Mario Kart 64? How'd you get started with all of that?
So in October 2020, that's when I really started. But there was something actually interesting that happened in the summer of 2020, and it was this new guy named 464 came around to the scene. No one knew who he was, and he shared these amazing strategies. We got a lot of new shortcuts. Since August 2020, we've gotten shortcuts on almost every track. Not just shortcuts in general, but just brand new shortcuts that were not known before. Some tracks that didn't previously have shortcuts now do. So the game has been utterly broken since August of 2020. And whenever the Rainbow Road shortcut, the newest one, was found in October 2020, that's when I decided to give it a try. And I've been in the speedrunning scene since then.
You have a lot to say, I understand.
There's a lot to this game. Whenever you're talking about glitches and shortcuts and skips, yes.
Yes. So I would love for you to get into some of that. Tell me about the stuff that you find most interesting.
Well, I find everything most interesting, but I can go track by track and just tell you what there all is about it. The speedrunning scenes are split up into two categories for time trials, non-shortcut and shortcut. Of course, I'll just be going over shortcut here because no one wants to hear about non-shortcut boring stuff on a speedrun show. and then furthermore, there's also people who do Grand Prix speedruns, which there's not a lot of people into that. There might only be a couple dozen that do that, and they'll play every single track, but in Grand Prix mode, trying to hit all the shortcuts in a row. So the first one, of course, Luigi Raceway. And Luigi Raceway has too many shortcuts, to be honest with you. The first one is one that is very easy to pull off. It's called the Brick Wall Shortcut. And after the tunnel, you can see that on the left-hand side, there's a brick wall. If you just shroom into that and hop at the right time, you can make it over there, cut off the last turn. Super simple to do. Anyone can do that. The next one is called the Mile Style, and that's where, for whatever reason, in Mario Kart 64, you can jump on a sloped ground and get a lot of height. So you can actually jump off of the sloped sand after the tunnel, and you can launch over the wall to land right by the line.
Oh.
But although those two might seem crazy, those are completely outdated. So now there are these shortcuts that were found in February of 2021, and these only work on the Japanese versions of the game because the green hill that's on the left side of the finish line over the gray wall that you can see, for some reason on the Japanese versions of the game, that has collision. So if you can somehow clip into that wall, you can get all sorts of warps and shortcuts. It does not work on the US or PAL versions. You cannot make a shortcut of that, but interestingly enough, there's a lot of things you can do. You can hit specific points of the wall to warp from the finish line to the tunnel and skip half a lap. There's a way to set something up so you can get stuck in the wall and get placed behind the finish line. Then there's even more crazy things where you can make a setup, hold in certain inputs, like hold in certain things on an analog that can do certain inputs, where you can get a sub 1 second lap. And I showed you that on the 21st, that I got a 0.26 lap. You can get a 0.01 lap on Luigi Raceway by doing this. Although it's never been pulled off, but it is possible. The best anyone's got is 0.04, which is 1/25 of a second.
That is that is insane.
The Moo Moo Farm, that's the second course. Moo Moo Farm doesn't look like it can really be broken because there doesn't cross over each other at any point. Everything's just kind of spaced out. It's all surrounded by fences, but recently, and when I mean recently, I just mean a few weeks ago, something was figured out that you could actually do a thing called pause abuse. And that is, if you pause and just spam pause, you can actually extend something called the Lakitu effect. The Lakitu effect is whenever you go out of bounds anywhere in Mario Kart 64, there's a certain amount of frames that Lakitu cannot pick you up again, and you can drive as much as you want out of bounds until then. It's not a lot, but it can be useful for some things. But then it was figured out that if you pause abuse, every time you pause, that extends the length of a Lakitu, the Lakitu effect.
Oh.
So on Moo Moo Farm, you can launch yourself over the fence and then just spam pause. Get over the fence again, and then since you're abusing the Lakitu effect, you can launch through the grass, make it about halfway through, and then you'll fall out of bounds because it's not solid anymore, and then you can just get placed halfway through the track for a shortcut. So Moo Moo Farm time trial shortcut was just figured out very recently. However, it's not allowed for runs because you're not allowed to pause during shortcut runs. So this we'll never see any world records with this unless the rules are changed. Calamari does it for a long time since the game's release until 2020. Only had one shortcut, and it was after the first set of train tracks. You can go off to the left before the second set of train tracks and hop the sand to go over the train tracks, and you get this big hop called an ultra bounce, and you can launch over the tracks, but it only saved a few seconds overall in the three laps. So it was Calamari Desert wasn't that broken. Then in I think it was October 2020, something called the fence clip was found, and it's a kind of an infamous shortcut where you have to just throw yourself at the fence on the other side of the tunnel, so you can drive through the tunnel and clip through the fence and basically do like a kind of like a circle and get a 17-18 second lap. That's not practical, though, because it's a 1 in 90,000 chance that you'll get through that fence. No. And only two people have done it. The first person is Mr. Pitt, and he is known for hitting the fence clip and then pausing and quitting out of the run. So that's what he's most known for. And then Dossie, who's an Australian player, hit it in April. Chalk him out now for the Weather Tanko. This is probably, I want to say this is one of the most notorious, not just Mario Kart 64 shortcuts, but shortcuts in all of Mario Kart, potentially even speedrunning, because this involves something where you can actually jump from the wall at the beginning, clip into the top of the wall, land back on the other side, and get a lap count. You can do that in 3 seconds. You can just do that. Land back down on the other side, and it's very hard to do. It's very tough. Hitting a 3 out of 3 Weather Tanko is potentially one of the hardest things in all of speedrunning, because it's only been done four times. Only four people have ever gotten a 3 out of 3 Weather Tanko, because it's that hard to do.
Seems like there's a lot of things that are very, very particular, and like the theoretical stuff that you know, like the you can get a 0.01 lap on this is that people have been using like tools to figure that out.
Yes, tools. There's plenty of task runs that you can see, and then of course for Luigi Raceway and Turnpike you can get 0.01 laps, and those have only been done on tasks. Wario Stadium, there isn't really anything interesting there. That's probably one that everyone knows, that people who just played Mario Kart 64 probably discovered themselves, that you can just jump over the wall at the beginning and then jump over the wall of a section that you already jumped to, and you can just get a lap in a few seconds. That's very well known. I believe that's even in the manual, so you can just do that.
Officially sanctioned speedrun strat.
I'm pretty sure that's in the manual. At Rainbow Road has a very famous shortcut that probably everyone either discovered themselves or knows of, where you can just jump from the upper section to the lower section and save a decent amount. But that's not all. You can do kind of the exact same thing, but do a very specific set of inputs and land on the spiral that's after that instead, which saves an extra 10 seconds.
Oh.
That's not it, though, because once again, in 2020, the shortcut that got me into Mario Kart 64 is if you use either Wario or Bowser. Now, this is possible with any character. The earliest world records used lightweights, but it's much easier with Wario and Bowser because they're a bit taller than the others, so they can actually jump higher. If you position yourself in a certain way, you can actually just jump over the fence that's right next to the finish line, land by the Boo neon lights, and you can just skip an entire lap on that and get a 13-second lap.
Oh, well, that's insane. So that's a huge...
It's been hiding under all our noses all this time. Instead of driving around for a minute in a few-second lap, now you can just skip the entire thing. And this is currently the only maxed-out record, I believe, in Mario Kart 64.
The thing that I find most interesting with this game is how, like, consistently dedicated people have been to finding new strats. Because, like, you know, at some point, like, you'll probably get to a point where every track has something that is, you know, that entirely breaks it and no one can get any faster. But, like, what I love about speedrunning is that even if something seems like you can't get any faster, you probably can. It's just going to take a long time of people just trying stuff for it to get there.
Oh, yeah. And there's even, like, some faster things you could do in Grand Prix mode on tracks, but it doesn't count for time trials and the player's page because that's time trials only. But you can do full lap skips on Royal Raceway if you drive on the bleachers. You can do all this crazy stuff by launching off of other players and using items. You can get... There are some tracks that you can actually get faster times doing it in Grand Prix mode than you can in time trials, but it's time trials only for the player's page, so you can't submit those Grand Prix times.
Okay. And, like, in terms of discovering those skips, like, I imagine that's a pretty time-consuming process. Like, how do people go about finding things like that?
You know, that's a good question, and it's honestly just... as simple as it sounds, it's just sit down with another tasser or someone else and just open up your BizHawk, which is what people use for tasks, and just look for stuff. There's already things that can build an understanding off of things. So, for instance, section jumps that were used in Toad's Turnpike helped figure out things in Shirtle Land, and all these strats can be just move to other tracks to find things. So kind of like how the Bowser's Castle stair clip was only found because it was found you can clip through corners on Mario Raceway and some other things, but Mario Raceway and Bowser's Castle are the only two practical ones in time trials. There was this one man who was responsible for breaking the game at the beginning, and his name was David Wan. He's known for finding much of the early shortcuts in the 90s on tracks, and he found a lot of them that were still used up until 2020, when is what I call the shortcut revolution took place, and we got 464, this new guy Weatherton, coming back to do some time trials tasks, and the game has just been destroyed over the past year and a half.
Do you think that whole like renaissance is because people had more time at home because of quarantine?
I'm very positive about that, because in one of Weatherton's videos, he actually explained about COVID and maybe that because people had more free time, now they're booting up their tasks and stuff.
And there's a lot of opportunities for things to be pretty broken, considering it's, you know, kind of old, and we have
a
better understanding of how the software works.
Yeah, and what's really cool is it's not just N64 only. You can use it if you have a Wii. You can mod your Wii to play it. You can buy it on the Wii U shop. But for Wii U and Switch, it's restricted because there's save states. You can still submit times, but certain times are restricted and won't be able to be submitted. But if you have a Wii, you can take 15 minutes in homebrew and get Mario Kart 64 running up and well on there. And that is full access. There's no restrictions for that. So, and Wiis are very cheap and easy to come by. So it only takes that and a 2 gigabyte memory card, and you can do it.
It has been a pleasure speaking with you, and good luck for your future runs.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much.
Thanks to Brody for being my source of all things Mario Kart 64, and check out MarioKart64.com to look at the leaderboards if you got the chance. Some of these shortcuts will absolutely blow your mind. If you want to suggest a game for a future episode, or you just want to say hello, I've got a Discord that you can join, and the show is at BreakYourGame on Twitter and BreakYourGamePodcast on Tumblr if you want to follow on there. And hey, now's a great time to dust off the old Wii. See you later, gamers.